Hey, what's up? It's Black Life. Welcome to it. My name is Dumisha Masha, and we are live once again. It's Friday afternoon, and here we are with you on Black Life. Wow, that was really loud, but I'm glad you are with us. And I hope you're having a fantastic, warm, and wonderful Friday afternoon. In the studio with me, I've got a lady by the name of Shanda, all the way from Tsokosan. And it's not Shanda Paul. You know, a lot of people might be confused. Shanda Paul, as in Sean Paul. His Jamaican name is Shanda Paul, you know. And all and all. She didn't know that either. But now she knows. How are you doing, Shanda Payne?
Yeah, I'm certainly not going to try to be Jamaican today.
Hang on a second. I haven't even got you on just yet. Speak again.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, there
certainly
you are.
Not going to try and act Jamaican today. It's certainly not in my style.
but you do actually run a very important part of Tsokosan's CSI. What do we call it? It's not the CSI project, but it's part of their CSI department.
Mm-hmm.
And that department is...
Me.
Just you, by yourself?
No,
okay.
It's fantastic. I have the best job in the world. I get to do what I love every single day and working with young people in South Africa and see how they shine.
Yeah, but when it comes to CSI, a lot of people think you guys probably take money and you give it to charities and people who need to open soup kitchens and that sort of thing. But you guys do quite a different thing. And a lot of your work is centered around the youth and the arts.
Yeah. It's you know what? We took a decision a couple of years ago to have very strategic input into what we do. So it's not just about just abstract giving or ad hoc giving. And that is part of what we do. But we've got three core focus areas, and it's very much centered around young people in the school environment, and particularly about bringing extracurriculars back into the schools in the afternoons, keeping young people busy. So the two key areas that we focus on are sports development and arts, but using those tools to actually impart life skills, making kids career ready, life ready, etc. So they're very key projects for us, and they've been running for quite some time.
All right. Now, when it comes to helping kids with doing things outside of, or rather within extracurricular activities, what kind of activities are you guys offering the kids that they can do that either are offered at some schools or are not offered at all at some schools?
Mm. What we do is we've got a key project in the sports environment, for example, a very big soccer program that's been running for about 6 or 7 years. We've stayed with some key schools. This year we've got like 71 teams from 40 different schools participating this year.
Okay.
Runs throughout the whole academic year. And then the arts program as well. So it also runs with various schools and various communities, and they work as clusters. And it keeps them busy for at least 2 to 3 afternoons a week. They work towards either from an arts side towards productions, and obviously, on the soccer side, they have an inter-school league. We have some rugby down in the Western Cape, you know, and then another big project, which funnily enough falls under sport, which is chess.
Uh-huh.
And that's taken a huge upturn. We've got over sort of 20,000 learners that participate at least once or twice a week in chess, and starting from foundation phase. It's happening in the classroom, so it kind of supports the sports side of things, but also supports the education because it has huge influence on how kids think, strategy, planning, and that kind of stuff.
Mm. What's that called?
It's the Tsokosan Moves for Life program.
Moves for Life program. All right. Well, your kids performed with us, actually, at the Cliff Miss Carols.
They had
Cliff
a ball.
Central. They were amazing. What's the age range of those kids?
The kids in our programs are all between sort of anything in grade R, grade 1 to grade 12. So we work within the school space. With the arts program specifically, it's sort of grade 4, grade 5, up until grade 11.
Yes.
We try and work, let the kids focus on their academics, particularly in grade 12 as well. So
okay.
It's very much
that. But that arts program also has a very specific name.
It's just Tsokosan Arts Academy, but that particular crowd
Academy,
that we're
yeah.
working there is the all-stars. They're sort of the cream of the crop of that program.
All right. And in terms of the Arts Academy, apart from dance, what else do you guys do? You put on plays, I hear, as well,
They
right?
actually do showcases in their own communities, which is
okay.
awesome, because that what happens then is the learners in their schools come to watch them, and they get a chance to show off their hard work of what they've been doing the whole year. You know, it can be quite unglorified if no one's actually watching.
Of course.
What's been quite amazing is the parent involvement. You know, they're always a little hesitant, and now they're suddenly seeing their kids on stage, and they get a chance to actually stand in the audience and clap and applaud and be proud.
Oh, wow. Now, in terms of the kids, how did the kids become eligible to be part of any of your programs when it comes to sports or the arts program? Do the kids have to in any way be either auditioned for the programs when it comes to the arts, or do they have to have a certain level of sporting proficiency?
They work a little differently, but similarly in the both. In the arts program, for example, with all our programs, we work with the Department of Education. So we're in their jurisdiction. So we go into them and say, work with us, nominate some schools. So we partner together on which are the schools that have the least amount of activities and that possibly need some activation as well. So that's our starting point. And then with the arts, for example, we do presentations to the kids. And those who want to, they come and audition. But it was quite interesting. We're having a conversation yesterday. It's not always about the best dance or the best singer and the best performer.
Yes.
There's always that X factor that everybody talks about. And it's suddenly you see some sort of leadership qualities come out when they're even auditioning. And just some sort of personality that just seems to shine. So, and that is kind of where we audition. From the sports side, it's normally we get the schools to form their own sports teams, and we help logistically to manage the inter-school leagues.
I see. Development academy
as well.
All right. But when it comes to arts, I'm sure the numbers must be limited. You can't take every single kid from every single school, right?
Yeah.
So it must be very heartbreaking to have to say no sometimes.
It's the hardest part of the job in any shape or form, whether it be arts or sport or in any shape or form. You know, there's such huge needs in so many different spheres. And when you see these youngsters that want to participate, I mean, one thing we want to get involved in, for example, is netball, because it's such a growing sport and it's got a huge following. But we are looking for ways to incorporate that. But with it, you have to put a cap on it. But what's happened is that it actually becomes a bit of an aspirational product in the sense that kids, hang on, I need to work a little harder. I need to do X, Y, and Z to maybe try a little harder for next time.
Okay. But I know that in terms of your moves for life as well, some of your kids get to go overseas and not only play with the best in the world at their age level, but also meet some of the best in the world, especially when it comes to chess. Tell us a little bit about that.
We've got an awesome little girl from Soweto, Portia, who's 10 now, and she's been playing chess for 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
And just loved the game and has a talent. I mean, you walk around with her, and she's such a tiny little thing, but these medals, clang, clang, clang. And she's traveled to India. She also participated in the World Youth Champs in Durban last year. So she is competing against the best. And she's an inspiration to those around her.
Well, I've actually seen a clip of one of her videos where she was talking about her time in India and how she felt that the biggest thing was they couldn't pronounce her name and she couldn't pronounce theirs. But getting past those sort of cultural rifts, I suppose, is one of the biggest parts of what you guys do as well, isn't it? Because a girl like Portia, for example, has taken chess and has used that to overcome so many other things that she probably wouldn't have had an opportunity to be part of.
Well, that's where the life skills become so important. And we like to call it almost life readiness.
Yeah.
So all the programs, be they sports or arts or any kind of educational tools that we want to use, using those vehicles, is about giving these kids some sort of tools and readiness for when they're outside of their own environment. Even if it's locally, it doesn't have to necessarily be international. You're coming out outside of your own environment. It can be foreign to you, but how do you conduct yourself? How do you behave in a certain way? How do you be prepared for the decisions that you have to make, the people that you're going to meet, etc., and be proud of yourself when you do that, when you have those opportunities.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about what Tsogo-san is doing in your area, wherever you are, when it comes to CSI and how you can be part of it. We'll be right back. Yeah, hey, Taylor Swift, Oshang, I must slow down, yes.
Don't ever play a Taylor Swift again.
No, you see, I was trying to play that new funky song.
Ever.
What's that nice track that Taylor Swift does,
that
man?
That one, but that one was not.
That wasn't it.
No, that was terrible.
Ooh, that was awful. Okay, let me just, wow. Oh my goodness.
Horrible.
Yeah, no, I did my best. Your mic is on, Mona.
Okay,
all the
you.
Mics are on.
Thank you. Now I can hear myself. Don't ever.
Oh, Lord. Oh, let me turn you down a little bit.
Ever. Ever.
Well, actually, I was playing that song for you, Mona BC, just because that's how sad I felt when you just didn't pitch up today when the show started. And I wanted something to express truly how I felt. And I thought Taylor Swift would do it. But I actually was looking for...
Shanda, welcome, welcome.
Wait, we'll get back to that.
We're trying to change the topic of conversation.
Shanda, welcome.
What is that Taylor Swift song? Somebody help me.
I just know she
It's really cool, though.
Dancing.
It's like funky.
I've seen the video. There's funky
dancing. I'm not familiar with Taylor Swift. Bohotsi, maybe you would know because you got all her albums.
You got the wrong dude.
He sounds like an R&B man.
You got the wrong dude.
You're talking past the mic. You must talk into the mic. Thank you.
The wrong dude.
But didn't I see those CDs in your car last time, man?
Yeah, I saw it too.
Those Taylor Swift CDs in your car.
In your car.
No, you didn't see any Taylor Swift CDs in my car because otherwise I'd know what the song was, guy. Yeah,
Shanda, how cool?
Oh, it's
are
called
those?
Shake It Off. Oh, the ladies in the other room know. Thanks, girls.
Yes, thanks to Alexis Green as well, hey.
Hey,
Alexis what? Green. She says I love country music.
Oh, okay.
Yes, on Cliff Central. Yeah. I love country music.
Thanks, Alexis Green.
Yeah. Like on the Black Show, like we're listening to country music.
When we are talking serious stuff and we're asking people to send in questions, nobody says anything. And then Alexis, out of the blue, says she loves country music.
Like, dude,
never but confirmed.
You see, now you've mistaken identity here, hey?
I guess so, eh?
It's not the Casper Radio Show. That's past now.
By the way, they were absolutely amazing. Thank you, guys. Your show was amazing today. Lou Fenter was in it. And Lou says that I should play Mandela. So, I mean,
I thought you did play
amazing.
Mandela.
Well, I did, but you know,
left
the fact
that movie didn't make it to box office.
Then, well, it's not out yet. We're still in studio, just doing the final touches to it. Yeah.
How many more Mandela movies are we gonna get, yo?
I don't know. We still have to do one with Denzel. Until we've done that one, you know, we haven't done a Mandela movie, I think.
I suppose. Yeah. I suppose.
And then Taye Diggs has to have a chance to play Mandela as well.
So we're on like a first name basis. Chance,
yes, I can tell.
You know, we're comfortable like that. You know,
absolutely.
She's hanging.
Yeah,
hey.
Latecomers.
Hey.
Oh, Papa,
thank you for hanging. She's hanging.
Okay. You had some really good questions though.
Yeah, I wanted to know. You've got some super cool youngsters in your program.
I mean,
like, and they're super dancers as well. Like, I'm gonna post up, like, okay, now I can do it because you're on our show. Like, I took so many videos of your group, and like, I'm gonna post it on like Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. There was this little colored boy, a Machaivane of note.
He was about 7 or something.
Yeah,
8, yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah,
he's
very good.
He had the moves. And the tall guy, what's his name?
Nkosi Kona and Doro, they're two of my favorites. And the youngster that you're talking about, the beauty of the youngsters that you guys got to see on stage is they are literally just living their dream. They love every single minute of it. And also be able to say to a youngster, you're going to perform on stage at the Lyric.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just they know that there's more out there for them. And I want to be more. I have the opportunity to strive for more. And when you see that spark go off.
Yeah.
Jeez, I tell you, it's
I mean,
an
they
inspiration.
Were turning it. They were turning it up.
No,
you know the you know the
making professionals.
Yeah, definitely.
Step up your game.
I mean, are you? Is there any professional dance crew or school that you're associating with them?
We have an awesome team that we work with that's implementing our program called Mini Max Performing Arts, and they've been involved in school productions for many, many years.
Right.
And they got a great team of choreographers, but they also work very strongly with young people. They're also educators. Some of them are also teachers from good schools in their past lives.
Right.
And so they come and teach all of this as well. So they're strong on the discipline, but very strong on the technical and the dancing side of things.
Right.
And that's how they get their inspiration, and these youngsters just inspire us every day.
Okay.
That's very important, because once the youngsters move from what it is that you guys are working with them on and decide to go professional, they need to actually have good technical proficiency.
100%.
Because you can't really get into some of these schools for higher learning if you don't have the technical side. So that's actually very good.
And
but not all the kids actually end up being dancers. One of them is becoming a mechanical engineer, isn't that right?
My favorite story. I love it to bits. This chap we're talking about in Corsi, you've got to meet him one day. He's just one of the most beautiful people.
Uh-huh.
And it's the beauty of that story is more just how he got to learn to love himself and got to learn to understand himself and what it was. You know, he's from Deep Slurt, and he just learned to discover things. He was failing school. He had openly admits I was a bully because that's what everybody else around me was doing.
Uh-huh.
He's become such a peer leader that it's amazing. He's now grade A student, going into grade 12. He's head of his student council. He dances in his church, all that kind of good stuff. And he says, I want to come and work on your program. I said, with a grade 8, 90% studies. We're getting you a bursary, China.
Yeah,
what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I like fixing things. And we've had him tested and stuff. And mechanical engineering or engineering in some shape or form is where he wants to go.
So now, let me get this right. Who's going to pay for his engineering degree? I'm just,
No,
you know, it's out
that's going to happen.
You are, BC. You are. Are you volunteering?
Are you volunteering?
No, Toko-san. Well,
just sell one of your former Mercedes Benz, and you could actually send. You could actually send four, maybe five, six kids to school just on one of them.
I'll sell one of the Range Rovers and your BMWs. Hey, let's just expose each other whilst we're at it. Hey.
Well, I know I don't need to leave any. I can just stay here, and then you can offer. No, the beauty of one of these things is the fact that, you know, we collaborate with a lot of other corporates as well, right. And there's great corporates that are out there in that industry and space that are always looking to sponsor bursaries.
Yeah.
For engineers and that kind of stuff. So if you've got maths and science.
Yeah.
So we're talking to them. There's loads of them, you know, that are in the aviation industry, that are in the mining industry, that have these kind of bursaries and they're always looking for qualified students.
Hmm.
So we definitely have no worries that we're going to find them one.
Sure.
And the corporates will talk to each other, and that's the beauty of being able to work together to collaborate for the better of everybody. It's not a competitive space. It's a beautiful space.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, and now there's an elephant in the room, right?
Uh-huh.
Her name is Vilmarie.
Yo, hi.
It's unradio. We can say that.
She came a bit early. She's on Black Man's Time today.
Yeah,
so
but I learned
we won't
from
go
the
there.
Best.
Hey?
I learned from the best.
You do, though.
Dumisha's got to stop coming late.
This guy just arrived. Like,
Dumisha's
got to
stop coming
late.
Oh,
so and now he's saying that.
Yeah. I was the first one to tell you guys. Crisis.
Actually, and that's the only time that BC remembered to apologize that
yes,
he was going
exactly.
to be late. But, you know, BC is like the EFF. You know, he'll just do whatever he likes and he'll just disrupt.
Point of order. Point of order.
We must switch off his microphone.
Says he calls me the elephant.
But we've also got Bohotse in the room as well. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. G, how are you?
I'm good, man. How's your week been?
That's
been a weird
good.
Week. Been a weird week.
Okay.
Like, not too productive, but like, you know when you're busy, but it's
anyway, first world problems.
Yeah. But it's been interesting. It's been interesting.
I had a weird one this morning or yesterday.
What happened?
I was supposed to have a school talk today with. I shouldn't mention the school's name.
Yes, don't.
Why not?
Don't. No, it's
like
no,
none of us are going to know where it is.
It's no, in Pretoria, that's the one.
Pretoria, no.
We all know that.
Afis word.
It's the first Afrikaans one I had to go to.
Oh, okay.
And we booked, obviously, long in advance, set the date, do all the things right. So we, you know, the lady at the office double checks yesterday quickly. No, it is still today, but they can't confirm a time. So we're like, listen, people, what world are you in? You know,
I've got six
people coming with. You've got to do this properly.
Yeah.
So I cancelled the school. If you've been one to cancel on a school, expect a whiplash.
From
my
who?
Word. From the school.
Mm. Oh, okay. So
they do not handle that well. And it was a nice cancellation. As nice as you can be. Like, sorry, I can't work
okay,
like
now
this.
You have to name and shame them.
Yeah, now
well,
you do.
I
come
now
on,
you
tell
have
us,
to.
Tell us, tell
Pretoria
us.
Pretoria Noord.
Where's school?
I talked to grade 11s and 12s, remember?
Yeah, let's name and shame
it
them.
Was
Who's
sad.
On Twitter?
Let's That's why they're not good at rugby.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Oh, I wouldn't know. But yeah.
They're not winning. I can tell you that.
But you know what's sad for me is one of my main sponsors all these years actually sponsored them too. So now I'm going to start obviously getting the right people involved. But sad. Yeah, schools can give you a whiplash even when they're in the wrong.
Sure.
So what did they say to you? I'm really curious.
They take on your credibility and they take, you know, it gets all personal and no, rough.
Did they say it in Afrikaans? Can you say it to us? Yes. Can you just act it out?
Say it
for us. Wat het gebeur?
No, I'm dealing with it.
Hoe kan jy kanseel op? What? Ons?
Oh, you know what they say to me? It is a privilege for you to come to us.
No, you should have said it in Afrikaans. That is a privilege.
It's a voorraad.
It's a voorraad.
Voor
jou.
Voor
jou. Dat is een voorreg voor jou. Naar ons te komen.
Exact. Naar ons toe te komen.
Naar ons toe. Yes, like met andere woorden.
Amper.
That's why it kicked me when I was in high school. I ended up being on higher grade.
So we know you're not going to be acting in any Afrikaans films anytime
Actually,
soon.
I acted in Binnenlanders for about a year or two. And then
I
also did Igoli.
Yeah, they need
that potion.
So if you give me a script, I can actually do it very well. I've done some Afrikaans voiceovers actually in my life.
Oh my word, we need to hear that.
If you give me a script, I can do any language. The only language I don't need a script for is English.
Dumisha, thank you, ons waardeer jou. Kan ons nou aangaan met die show?
Ja, boleh lah,
tata. Thank you.
Self-promotion.
Yeah, self-promotion.
Guys, we've got Shannon on the line. Can we please, by the way, I was going to say, you've got a voice
holding
for radio.
The Ford.
You really, really have
she
a voice.
She does have a good voice.
Yeah, you do.
He's just taken over.
Yeah,
like,
he's
come
just
back.
Rushing
how
dare
you?
On. He
yes,
never
please,
does that.
Yes, please.
We've got a call on the line.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I thought you said you got a call on something.
No,
you did.
The elephant in the room besides Bill Murray. We've got it. Do you give these kids free rooms? I just want to know. Like, if they're saying, look, I've got, like, somebody I'd like to wine and dine, you know? And like
for the matric dance after party, right?
Typical.
Like, do they get free rooms? I'm just like at like the Palazzo, for example.
No, listen, I don't even get free rooms at the Palazzo. No. You've got to be very special.
I'm just putting it out there, you know.
I get free rooms at the Palazzo.
My point exactly. My point exactly.
So who gets all free?
All those rehearsals working for you.
Who actually gets besides Tomisho?
Right. You know what? It's a bit of the middle of those two. Options is when the kids sort of performed at the State Theatre in Pretoria last year, we actually put them at the Garden Court in Hatfield, and the staff were amazing, and these kids got to stay in a hotel for the first time, most of them.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic.
So you must know, the pillow fights that went on, bouncing off the walls, showering all day, flushing the toilet. The buffet was like heaven sent. But it was such a beautiful moment for them. And again, the aspirational value, you're living outside a world, you're learning to behave in that world and know what it is required of you. But the staff were amazing because they could then they saw ways that they could also come and work in the hospitality industry and stuff. So it was a great exposure on both levels. So yes, they do come to stay in our hotels.
Wow, awesome.
Okay,
have you stayed at a Tsukhusan hotel?
No, I haven't cracked the Tsukhusan.
Have you stayed at the Palazzo?
It's very good. Saying, you know?
Should try the Palazzo one time.
Yeah,
you should.
You've got to read me next time you go.
Really? I'm going to take him?
Yeah, no, maybe I should.
No.
So you've got other options.
Stop complimenting me,
take
please.
Take him and play your Taylor Swift.
Take a white Afrikaans chicky.
Okay. Not for the first time.
Oh, my word.
Ooh, hello.
Stop the show.
I was about to say, how long do we have?
He is quite good with... I mean,
I'm out of this show. Cheers, everybody. Nice meeting you.
You and I have another show.
Yeah,
we'll have our own show. Leave them; they can have their own show.
I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking before.
Oh Lord, is this why they didn't let you speak at
work?
Exactly. They were like, no, sekani prati, sorry.
Sorry, Shams, we are trying to behave. This is the best behavior we've had all year.
I'm impressed.
So we're trying to, you know...
It's a professional environment.
Yeah.
We. Suddenly there's a we. Normally it's just us.
Yeah, just us, eh? Actually, I want to ask a Tsukhusan-based question, because we are talking about all things Tsukhusan as well. You have a number of theaters around the country. You've got a great one at the Lyric.
Amazing.
In Goldrush City. And then you've got a great one, of course, at the Teatro as well, Monte Cassino. What other great theater is there in your Tsukhusan establishment?
Yeah, I don't know if that's yours.
No, you know about the new one at Silver Star as well. They've just bought the amphitheater in the Globe, which is going to be awesome. And they've currently got sort of the King Tut exhibition going on there. And that's also ways where we're trying to explain it. But the smaller properties also have smaller venues. So they're not necessarily on the same scale as Teatro or the same scale as the Lyric, but they definitely have for smaller audiences. Mm. Even down in the Garden Route or at Hemingway's Casinos, they've all got like smaller sort of, more sort of unplugged kind of vibes, you know. So they're much smaller.
Garden Route, Cape Town.
Yeah, Garden Route down in Mossel Bay.
Oh, awesome.
Shant, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Go for it.
So how many of these dance groups do you guys like run, or these like CSI initiatives that you guys run? How many do you have across the country?
Across the country at the moment, I probably work with about 35,000 young people.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding to you. And we impact them directly. So we impact... And the bulk of that is also through our chess program, which is on the go every single week during the school year, with a chess program happening in classrooms. Then the arts program, there's four programs, two big ones here in Johannesburg and Diepsloot, where there's over 500 kids involved.
Okay.
And then there's a small one down in the, smaller, should I say, down in the Eastern Cape at Hemingway's in East London.
Hey, Hemingway, shout out to Hemingway's.
Shout out. And they've got an awesome arts class that they do where it's more the painting and the drawing kind of thing, doing a bit of mosaics. Also working with kids in the afternoons. And then also in Nelspruit at our MNO20 Casino, they've got a couple of dancers going there as well. Okay. So they participate in local Steadfords and on the up and up.
What is the age when you say...
The learners are all, they're all school-going learners. So it's anything sort of from grade R is when we start chess, but the sports and the arts programs are sort of anything from grade 4, sort of under 11, under 12, that we start all the way up until grade 12.
Okay.
Yeah, so we try and work on them within in the school space because we work quite closely with the department.
When you work with them, is that like also providing job for them? I mean,
you know what the thing is? What we try and do is in the space, using sports and arts, is teaching them, and we're doing busy doing a lot of research on that at the moment and providing career readiness opportunities. So when you're in that space, start making the right subject choices. So using life skills in the arts and the sports programs. Who are you? What are you about? What do you like? What don't you like? And make subject choices from grade A that are starting to prepare you. You can't suddenly decide at grade 12, what do I feel like doing? And then suddenly stand in the queue at UJ on January. You know,
That's what my talks are about with the schools, by the way. So, I mean, we're talking to grade 11s and 12s and saying exactly that. Mm. Start choosing now. Start
absolutely
thinking
and also start
now
applying yourself to that. Instead of also start to look at the bursary process. So it's starting to have that conversation and the dialogue with them, but also in a fun space and in a fun way. You know, they love the art in it. So in the arts, they're starting to interpret that in their movements. And we're going to get them to do their own human interest stories and do a video on that where they've got to write the script and that kind of stuff. So you might discover a journalist out of that, you know, or a cameraman from that. Yeah. So it's not necessarily about the performer. We always use the analogy, for example, that, you know, Beyonce or anybody else doesn't get on stage on her own. There's a huge team of people that make her look fabulous.
Of course.
You know,
like
so
anything is always
exactly.
Someone,
and coming back to our theatres as well, the beauty of it is we get the kids to go behind the scenes. So that when they're on stage, absolutely, but they get to see how much work goes into doing that.
Do they get to volunteer for these things?
We're starting that now. Yeah. Because the program, for example, the grade 11s are finished with the actual production side of it now, what they're doing is they're giving back is when they reach grade 12 to come and work with and mentor the grade 4s to grade 11s.
Okay. You see, because that's what we're motivating as well, you know, besides figuring out which way you want to go and volunteer, make sure, you know, before you leave school, then think, oh, I'm going to just get a job.
No, definitely
not. It's not.
And also
easy.
Volunteering gives you such a great sense of purpose, but it also allows you to see where you've got potential, but it also, there's an enormous sense of purpose in it and a sense of chias and community when you do it, and you're giving back to your own community. It's wonderful.
But also they can find out if they actually won't want to be in that industry, you know, which is important. Otherwise, you end up spending 4, 5, 6 years, and then you think, oh, I hate this.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to make a point. I think this whole actually preparing yourself long, well in advance. I mean, the other day at the hospital, bumped into this kid, Komedunza. So he wanted to do gynecology, but he didn't know that he had to do medicine first.
Exactly.
To then specialize in gynecology. I'm like, okay, but like, how do you get to the university and apply? Did you not think about this?
I think I know where he went wrong. It's a lot of guys have that problem.
Yeah, he was thinking of other stuff.
He's thinking, I'm not a gynecologist, but I will take a look, which is not quite the same thing.
Not quite the same thing. Nah.
I think
actually want to know the thinking behind that, because I even, with my girlfriends, we sat the other day and we said, what makes a gynecologist become
a
gynecologist?
We also discussed that
at book really
club.
Going
we
there?
Do
going
that
going
all the time. And of course, there's never a man present to answer the question.
It's not a stupid question, because think about it. You know what? After few 50, 100, that you've seen them all.
Never.
No.
Otherwise,
no.
Hustler magazine
would have
long gone out of business.
So you've seen more than 100. See. Storm Hiller.
You can never see enough.
You were number one on that list.
Okay, this program's going to stop.
So, not a chance.
Really
so
has.
Many different
like,
ways.
Really? I mean, honestly, did we go there?
Yes.
Let's.
But you're ashamed. Your wife's just another... No, I think thank you.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Can you please edit like some of the stuff so that we can
so
get
we don't,
like yeah.
Yeah, we don't have
like,
to have
Zohosan
this in the podcast.
One, like, you know,
sorry,
yeah. Pot Zohosan
to,
one, you know? And then the Pretoria one for Vilmarie and her friends.
Please.
Okay. The book club that never actually used any books. Did you go to the Grey's, what? The 50 Shades of Grey
no,
movie?
No, it's
yet.
Just another. Just
did you read,
another.
But you read the book?
No.
You love the book?
Me neither.
No.
Really?
I'm not interested.
Done the
in
rounds
those
in my book club, but I never got to it. No.
It's not a very well written
like
book,
the
really.
Rescuer. Yes.
The Rescuer. Yeah. By who?
Oh, good God, I don't know. I can't remember.
What's it about?
It's about a guy who. saves lives, like a medic, fire, whatever. And he's at a point now where he needs someone needs to save his life, but it's in a, obviously a different way, not physically, because he can't handle any more blood, any more killings, people dying on him. So it's actually, it's very intense. So it's interesting.
Maybe you should read just a little bit of a lighter note. Go on to the 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Just to like...
my face stuck on that. I'm looking for real stuff.
You're looking for
this,
real stuff,
yeah,
huh?
Not this airy fairy.
Okay.
50 Shades of Grey.
There's a really good book that I'm reading right now called Kwamagogo by Elias Masilela, which is...
Hey, I've read that.
Very interesting. I think that should be turned
Trelawney.
Into a...
Trelawney.
Yeah,
Trelawney.
Is it in your
Trelawney.
Language?
It's a Swazi language.
No, it's... what's my language?
Like Vietnamese.
It's black. Your language is black.
Okay. You see, there's many different ones there, but it's in English actually. Funny enough, you who would have thought Elias Masilela writing in English, right?
Okay, cool.
But it's, I think it should really be turned into a great South African.
It's an amazing book.
I wouldn't say even a film, but like maybe a 13-part series, because it's just such an amazing book.
Is it not based on Swaziland?
It's based on the family's experience in Swaziland, and it really takes you through how many years we're now. It starts basically in the early 20s when his parents are born, and it takes you to the present. And it's really interesting. As part of our history, we can never stop learning about our history.
But wasn't he a speaker on...
No, not at all.
I know exactly. Yeah.
Is it controversial?
No, not at all.
No, it basically also assists us, Tumisha, if I may add.
Please.
It describes how, like, Swaziland was able to, you know, assist South Africans in escaping and going into the SADC region to go up further north. So guys who were escaping, you know,
the apartheid
regime and that. But, you know, in fact, speaking of such projects, Shans, you know, how do you guys determine which, like, projects to get into? Because we're now speaking of an arts and culture thing, and obviously there's like a film element to it and all that. How do you determine which projects to pick up and how do you say
no more
that one or
choose out of 1,000?
Yeah, because I'm sure you guys get approached by everybody.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And that's the beauty of my job, but also the pain part of it, because as you say, you have to say no, and it's the hardest job to say no to.
Yeah, because you can miss some good stuff.
You do, but the one thing is, you know, you've got to realize that you can't be everything to all people. Mm. You can only help where you can, and our strategy is very much about what they call depth instead of breadth. So you want to have an impact on a strong group of people in a smaller group, as opposed to trying to just hand out a sandwich to lots of people.
Yes.
And there are organizations that do that, you know, in different ways, and everybody has their own decision and purpose and strategy on how they choose to do it. To answer your question, a lot of our stuff is based near some of our businesses and our casinos and our hotels. Yeah. Reason being is because we also want to actively engage with the program. So it's not just a check handout and I'll see you, give me a report at the end of the year. Mm. I mean, we're actively involved on a daily basis, myself personally and the people that I work with. And you want to see the youngsters. That's what keeps you going, and see the change that you're making. How can you make it better? What are the challenges? How can you help fix it? And if it's too far away for us personally, we don't want to do it.
Right.
You know, so obviously like somebody like Monte Casino is very involved in the Deep Slurt community. You know, Silver Star is very involved in the Kahiso area. Mm. Hemingway's, they'll be involved in Mdansani community down in the Eastern Cape. And so that is because we want to keep the door open.
Mm.
When we decide what projects we want to do, we've pretty much stuck ourselves to the three strategies, which is arts, sports, development, and elements of education itself, where we support other projects that are really doing well, where we're not necessarily the experts.
Okay.
You know, with regards to sports, we've been involved as Southern Sun Hotels with sports sponsorship since like we practically opened our doors.
Mm.
So it was a natural fit for us. Arts, by the value of our theatres and our involvement with theatre development and entertainment development in South Africa. So, you know, the arts thing is not, I mean, the education part is not necessarily our key. And that's a very key area in terms of people who are specialists. So there's like Columba we've partnered with, which is a leadership program, which is very much about the peers and the grade 10s and 11s leading their school, very much to what you're possibly talking about, Bomri. And Prime Stars, who have some amazing initiatives as well, of trying to do their Educate program, Future My Careers, where they're teaching about education. So we try and participate and partner with them, where they're the experts.
Right.
You said sports, but I've only heard like two, three types. Any specific, I mean, do you limited?
You've got to narrow it down. And how we decided to look at it was obviously some key sports and key areas. Because we partner with the Department of Education, who obviously have a relationship with the Department of Sport in that respect, is the minister's come up with 16 sporting codes within the school environment. So we always make sure we stick to that because we work with them in the school environment. So we want to work with the sports and the extracurriculars they're planning to develop. Otherwise, we're going off on a tangent that's not part of the national
school. Which is?
I can't list all of them, but I'll tell you the 16, some of them that we were involved in that I do remember. It's obviously soccer. And again, it's quite specific in terms of areas where they're more successful. We've got soccer here in Gauteng, but we've got like rugby in the Western Cape, in Caledon, in the Overberg area, and work quite well with the rugby unions and the departments there. And then we have athletics both in Gauteng and down in the Western Cape as well. And then the one big one, which is chess, we were talking about earlier, is actually considered a sport. And it's one of those 16 sports, funny enough, and how we're planning to develop. So it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, so surely it's got to be something that they can also further as a career. Otherwise, what is the point?
The point is twofold. The one is we do have a talent pool where when we have our mass participation programs, and when I say mass, our mass is the most, is like 1,000 in a program, you know. And where the youngsters, we get them active and keep them busy in the afternoons, but the talent naturally rises to the top. And when we have that, talking to your point, then we know they've got potential to be more in that sport, but without forgetting the masses who have just got potential to be somebody.
But they're followers.
They're just sports players. You know, like a lot of us were at school. I mean, I certainly ain't going to become an SA hockey player. But, you know, I did play in the social
play,
team at
right?
school.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's important because it helps you with so many other aspects. Even if you're never going to become a professional, it helps you in being a team player
100%.
Where you work now.
Fair play.
Discipline.
Accountability to your
drugs,
team. You've got to be accountable
kind of things,
to your team.
Free from drugs. That's what that was a given. Generally, you always bring that up.
I do, because it's a look now, Rand Park High School, big problem there with drugs. You know, so I'm starting.
But also
to
the thing is, when you keep kids busy and active in the afternoon, and we found this over and over again, they're less likely to be involved in something else because they've got something else to do that they love.
Yeah.
Which is why you want to do a sport or an art that they love instead of always extra lessons. Let's engage them in an activity that they love.
I suppose you're right, because I think with what you're saying, I mean, drugs is becoming quite a pandemic in our country.
Huge.
And it's because kids are not doing what they love. Kids don't really want to do drugs. I think it's unnatural for kids to do drugs. Growing up, I would have rather played sports or done something.
Boom.
And then
They're bored.
Because they're bored, I think when kids have something to do, they won't even try it because they're like, dude, it's going to affect my dancing. It's going to affect my ability to play sports. Absolutely. And I've got big dreams of one day playing for the Blue Bulls. And how am I going to do that if I'm taking drugs?
I'm asking about motorsport because these two complain there's no blacks in motorsport. So I just want to see if there's a way for me to help them.
Not really one of the 16 priority sporting codes.
why not? Because it's a huge...
not many 12-year-olds I want to put behind the wheel.
Okay, true.
No, but I have to be honest. Scooters maybe or something, but not necessarily racing cars.
There's a much bigger picture with this. You know, they are going onto our roads.
That's
and
true.
You know what I mean? There's a huge picture with that. And we've learned that with the kids, when they start young on go-karting, just use go-karting as an example, they learn to become competent drivers at such a young age. Because what you learn on a track, you cannot learn on the road.
No.
And that's from personal experience, you know. So I'm not saying racing cars, carts. The youngsters you see there, it's phenomenal.
Mm.
And that's where, I mean, we've had Formula One champions starting from carts.
That's
we've
true.
Had Rossi. We've had, you know, it's...
No,
we'll think
it.
About it.
Yes,
do you have a big
I'm not sure how much that's going to fly with my board, but I'll give it a bash.
We'll talk to the board about it.
Your seat's not going to fit in the cart, though.
Lovely. You
just
were spanking
his head.
Me yesterday.
We've got a problem finding a size helmet for his head.
Dumisha can hardly fit on this chair, and you want to go after me for weight. You know?
Look at me.
Okay, then your head.
That's like, you know. Gin to gin,
man.
She likes it when you go after your weight. She likes
there's nothing to go after.
I like the whole thing.
We like respect that. You know, you two can go on the whole
thing. You don't know what we've been up to.
You know, sucking each other's.
We're
going to
get in so much trouble
later. Never
mind. My wife
I want to know, like, can you guys measure, like, from when you've like picked up these kids?
Mm-hmm.
is like, is there like a measuring tool that this one has gone to do that? Mm. That one has gone to do that. That one's marks improved from. I know the ones who are close to your heart or who are closer to you in terms of demographics probably get the best of you.
Mm.
But like, how do you measure and have you measured and
the more average one?
Yes. And what's the success rate of that? Because it's important that everybody knows that, you know, there's a follow through. You don't just meet me. Oh, you're out of school. Sorry. Thanks for coming, buddy. You know, like Oprah school.
It's a moving target, you know, one of those things. And you're constantly looking at ways, like any other business division, you're constantly looking at ways to better improve what you do. And we started with that when we started the programs a couple of years ago. It was more attendance register, participation levels, academic performance. And we're slowly starting to improve. It was just case study based.
Right.
Now we're starting to look at all the participants and absolutely. And a couple of the changes, I mean, I can't give too many stats now, but we are seeing significant improvement in the academic performance, funnily enough, even though there are sportsmen or the art students that are improving academically because the aspirational factor is going, I want more. And in order for me to have more, I need to be more committed to my academics because I want to study further.
Mm.
And for that, I need better marks. So we are finding that. I mean, I can give the stats.
Kind of incentive. Correct. Type, yeah.
So yes, we are tracking it, but we, as I say, we're getting better at the tracking all the time.
Right.
In terms of what we track. Initially, it was just academics and the attendance. Now we sort of like, how are you in terms of your attitude, in terms of are you ready to go for job interviews, that kind of stuff we're starting to track now.
You know, Sean, how many years have you guys run your CSI programs, especially since
in their current form?
In their current form.
I mean, obviously CSI since we've been in business because it's part of our operating licenses as well. But the current strategy we've probably had for about 4 years the way it is. So it is quite a baby in some respects, but at the same time, that's why it's a moving target.
Yeah.
We work very closely with the community and their challenges. So we try and counteract them and make it better for the following year's program and constantly working.
When you say, sorry, I need to ask something. You say communities. Is there, are you focused on like the lower income?
The specifically, no income,
or the no income. Now, I want to know because I mean, we have a problem with, you know, it doesn't matter how much money mom's got. Mm. If you make the wrong choice, you make the wrong choice, you know, or you don't know where to go.
We are looking at, for lack of a better word, the quote, the previously disadvantaged areas that are close to us. So it is those kind of communities that have
the
under resourced, yes, those, and the under resourced areas that are in that. But funny enough, you say that in our CHESS program, for example, that's across the board.
Yeah.
That's everybody in terms of that, obviously in more disadvantage in the poorer areas, but that's got no color barrier whatsoever.
Mm. Having said that though, now that we've passed the politics, everybody, I know that every single student who comes through is a success, but can you tell us some of the big ones that we might know that have come through your program?
And even the failed ones. I'd be interested to hear some of the failed
ones. None of the failed
ones. No, because
there's learnings.
There's learnings.
I was at a meeting on, what's a Tuesday afternoon with all the soccer coaches, which are the educators in the schools in Kagiso. So it's about 60, probably about 40 soccer coaches that we work with that are all educators in the school that I've worked with for about 6 years now, because that program's been running since 2010. And one of the beautiful stories, to come back to it, is a little guy by the name of Prince. He started with us when he was in an under-12 soccer team and came through our development academy, the talent pool. And the beauty of that soccer program is what's happened is a lot of the scouts are starting to come. So we have Kaiser Chiefs coming. We have Supersport. We have Bidvest. Black
Sundowns.
Aces.
Only the big teams.
Oh, okay. No, Sundowns got their own development. It's okay.
But what's happened is the development sides of these teams are starting to take my players.
Oh, wow.
I've got to stop saying mine because I get paid.
They are yours.
I love them. They're my babies. They're my boys. They're my girls. They're my kids. I love them.
You're doing the work and they're stealing them.
Yeah. No, they're not stealing them. I mean, where are you going to go?
For good.
After you've played in this development side.
It's steal.
You actually want to go
don't
to
Chiefs. Don't just
go. You know what? It was a
you
want
to go to Sundowns.
No, you want to go to Chiefs.
Exactly. And we had to make the decision and say, but that's why we started it. Because we wanted to be the platform to give you wings
to
fly.
Yeah.
And that's our job. It's the development teams for them to take you and make you stronger.
But are they looking after them at least?
I asked him and I said, and he's the most gorgeous young guy. And he's now 15 playing under 17 Kaiser Chiefs.
Oh, wow.
A friend of his, the two of them are actually playing Kaiser Chiefs. Two of them are playing in the Bidvest Academy as well, which is awesome, and getting all of that support. I said to them, start looking after you. Yeah. You know, because Dr. Marlo comes out to our program and loves him. He's the one who actually came and scouts. And he doesn't come and visit me. He just comes to go and steal my players.
Mm. Okay. And to you, your
good friend, of mine. I'll tell him to come visit you more often. If you like.
No, we're very lucky. We've got amazing support from a lot of the clubs. We just come and support our young boys. Mm. Yeah. Which is
I used to play with Dr. Marlo, actually, back in the day in the celebrity team for Chiefs. But that was many years ago.
We'll invite you back. We'll have a celebrity kickoff.
There is an I in team. T-I-E-M.
Yes.
Team.
That's the Pretoria spelling,
yeah? Yeah.
Mamelodi Sundowns.
Mamelodi Sundowns spelling is team.
My word.
Let's just call it the Pretoria.
Okay, guys. Well, you know what? We are out of time. Thanks, BC, for those words. We've really run out of time. We thank you very much for coming through as well. Shanda, where can people go? Is there a website if they want to know more, if they want to contribute?
Obviously, our Toho San website would be the easiest one to go to. And then obviously, there's a Facebook page for the soccer program and for the chess program and the arts program. So you've just the Toho San Arts Academy, Toho San Soccer Academy, and the Toho San Moves for Life.
.co.za.
Or Facebook.
Yeah. Fantastic. Guys, it's been wonderful being here with you this week. Once again, say goodbye.
Sorry for being late. Bye.
Cheers. And the other white elephant in the room.
All the way from Botswana. Shout out to Botswana.
Thank you for joining us in the silence.
Okay, guys. Yeah.